What's an AI?
Artificial insemination.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. All right, that's true. Yeah, I guess I didn't really use bulls very much to do the old fashioned.
Man bought about 10, 12 heifers in a high price sale.
Mm-hmm.
Heifers, he bought the cheap one, $750, and he's going to give $90 the prices from $40 to $90 for bull semen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was coached to go for the $90 bull.
Mm-hmm.
On some of these heifers.
Is this per, I don't know what unit it sold, it's with per heifer or?
Yeah.
$90 per heifer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a measure similar to someone would say cc's, but it isn't, but it's two units, that's enough breeder twice.
Mm-hmm.
And that cost you $90.
Oh, I see. Did you ever have any, know anybody that didn't like to use the word bull in the presence of ladies?
Male animal.
Is that what you'd use? You call it a male animal?
Mm-hmm. Male cow.
Okay. When you mate a cow with a bull, you end up with a
calf.
If the cow is about to have one of these, you can say the cow is about to
drop a calf.
Okay. The animal that you ride is a
horse.
And the one that, the male that you use for breeding is a
stallion.
Okay. Any other word for that?
Stud.
Any difference between the two words?
Nope.
Okay. If you use a horse in any kind of place where you've got hard surfaces, you probably want to put one on his feet.
Shoes.
Okay. Do you ever play a game with these?
Yes.
What do you call it?
Horseshoe.
Okay, that's the only name you have for it?
That's the only name I ever knew.
Okay. If you use the horseshoes for their proper purpose, part of the horse you attach them to is the
feet.
Or the
hoof.
The horse has four
feet.
Well, I was looking for the other word.
Hoofs.
Okay. Male sheep is called a
ram buck.
Any difference between those two terms?
No.
Okay. Which one do you think is more common around here?
Well, you get to the sheep man, and they're always speaking of their rams.
Mm-hmm.
And just people that handle them, they traders and such, they're always speaking bucks.
Mm-hmm. So it's okay. The female sheep is a
ewe.
Generally, people raise sheep for
wool and lambs.
Mm-hmm. What's the general term for the animal that you feed slop to?
Hogs.
Yeah, that's
some people speak of it as swine.
Okay. Is there any distinction between hogs and swine, or?
No.
Okay. What are some different kinds of different terms for different kinds of hogs?
Well, there's meat type.
Mm-hmm.
And then lard type.
Mm-hmm.
And they go by breeds.
Mm-hmm. How about not even breeds, but just simply different ages and sexes and things?
Well, you get into pigs, and then you get weaning pigs.
Now, a pig is just a little newborn hog.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when they grow out of the pig age, they go to shoats.
Mm-hmm.
And small shoats, large shoats, into feedlot hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That means the market weight, and the market weight depends on the price.
Mm-hmm.
from $2 to $3.50.
The mother hog is called a
sow.
Okay, and the father hog is called a
boy.
Okay, if you have a